Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Please go ahead. All lines are open.
Thank you very much, Louise. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the first meeting of the GNSA Review Committee on the 6th of May 2014. On the call today, we have Osvaldo Novoa, Jennifer Wolfe, Avi Doria, and Thomas Rickett. We received no apologies today's call. From staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Mary Wong, Larissa Gernick, Rob Hogarth, and myself, Natalie Peregrin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Well, hi, this is Jen. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
Hi, Jen. This is Thomas. Hello, everybody.
Hi. Well, I think we have a small group. Hopefully a few others will join. I know we've got a small group to begin with, and that's one of the things we can talk about today. I think Marika circulated the agenda, so if it's okay with everybody, we could just jump right in to the agenda and take a look at the scope of work that's been created by Larissa for this group. And I think we've been struggling with what to call ourselves, whether it's a working party or a committee. I think we're trying to stay away from the word working group so it doesn't get confused with a typical PDP process, because this is very different from that. So I think did we decide on working party or working committee?
Well, I guess this is Thomas speaking. I guess at least the title in square brackets for the mailing list suggests that it's a drafting team.
Yeah, and this is Marika. I think the email address that we are currently using was actually one that was created quite a while back, when I think we thought that we would have a little committee maybe on this project. I think that was even before the TIC announced that the timeline was going to be pushed back, and then the group never really took off. But you know, for convenience sake, we actually use that same email address to create this group. But I think indeed one of the conversations we'll need to have is that I think we call it for now a committee, because I think initially the idea was that this would just be a small group consisting of council members to look at aspects of the review that would touch upon the council and possibly develop a self-review in parallel. However, at the same time, there now seems to be a desire from the SIC to have a GNSO review working party that would be a kind of soundboard and work together with the SIC on the review. And that is the document you see on the screen that was developed by Larissa, who was supporting the review from a staff perspective. So one of the conversations we may want to have is whether this group is transformed into that working party, which as a result then would need to open up, as currently we only have council members. As initially the idea was that this group would only focus on specific aspects related to the GNSO Council, or you know, whether there's a desire to have two separate groups, or whether the working party could potentially also have a sub-team or subcommittee that eventually could look at council aspects of the review. So I think that's one of the first items that we may want to consider and discuss.
Right, and just following along with our agenda, we can talk through the scope of work that's been outlined here, but that lends itself to then, if this is the scope of work and we're also looking to potentially conduct a self-review in tandem, can we create this as a primary working party or working committee to be the liaison between the GNSO as a whole and the SIC throughout the review process? And then to the extent that we need to peel off maybe a smaller group of just council members for the self-review, we could do so. That's part of what we're looking for feedback on this call. Hopefully everybody had a chance to look at the document, and you can see that the intended scope of work right now is really to serve as the liaison with the independent examiner who is assigned and with the SIC, so that we can provide input on what the review criteria is, which I know is going to be a big issue, as well as how the 360 assessment works, where the entire community is surveyed, and then be able to provide inputs and have just that ability to liaise between the GNSO and the SIC to ensure that we think the review is being conducted in the way it should be. And then again, the point of doing a self-review, which we want to talk about in this call, is that once those criteria are established and there's an independent examiner conducting that review, that we determine how do we want to conduct our own self-review so that we have some good data points to compare if the independent examiner finds the same conclusions that we do, or if they don't, that gives us some good data points, and it would be most efficient to be able to do that at the same time using the same metrics. So any comments or questions just on the general scope of the work that we are charged with doing? Nothing? Okay. And then just in terms of time frame, to make sure everybody's comfortable, Lourdes has put a nice timetable together that you can take a look at here to see, you know, our goal is to identify, you know, what is the working party by May 14th, so we should be very on track with that. And then she's clearly mapped out over the course of the next year, you know, the number of hours that we would anticipate in terms of volunteer work on calls and in providing feedback. So we want to make sure everybody's comfortable with the time commitment. I'd like to just move on our agenda for a moment to talk about the self-review. Does anybody have any comments or concerns about the idea of moving forward with a self-review? Avery.
Hi. Yeah, thanks. I guess I'm wondering, when we're talking about a self-review, we're talking about the entire GNSO doing one, correct?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think that's part of what we could determine is certainly we can lead that effort, but I think that we would want to involve the entire GNSO in that process of a self-review. But what are your thoughts?
That was my hope. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think that's part of what we will do as we move this forward is once the metrics are determined for the independent review, then at that point we determine how do we conduct it within the GNSO so that we, again, we're gathering same measurement criteria but within our own review process so we have good data points to compare. Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. I just have a clarifying question, I guess, on the self-review because as I at least understood it, that, and maybe I'm misunderstanding whether the question is, you know, GNSO Council versus GNSO community, are we basically talking about, as I understood the self-review, we'll, for example, focus on, you know, GNSO operating procedures, how we're using certain aspects, are they working as intended, you know, timelines and things like that. And do you mean that in involving the whole GNSO community, meaning that they could all participate in that review, or are you intending it to mean as well that we would also set up a self-review for the functioning of stakeholder groups and constituencies? Is that the question? And as I said, maybe I'm just misunderstanding and just like to get some clarification on that.
I think it's a great question, and I think that's part of what we can determine as part of our work. My viewpoint would be once we determine the measurement criteria and how it's being measured, then we want to determine how broad do we want to make the self-review, with the purpose of the self-review being to ensure that we're gathering data by people who are involved in the GNSO. I think that's always one of the criticisms is that these outside parties are brought in. They're essentially outside consultants who are hired to do this, and they don't fully understand. And because they don't fully understand, it skews their conclusions. That's I think, one of the criticisms. And so if we are able to conduct our own self-review using the same criteria, then we should have some good data points to determine, okay, did we arrive at the same conclusions that the independent examiner did? And if we did, then we've got good conclusions. If we didn't, then we need to understand why that happened. So I guess my thinking would be we need to determine how the 360 is going to work and what measurement criteria is used, and then within this group determine, okay, how do we scope a self-review? Does that make sense? Does anybody have comments? Larissa.
This is Larissa Gernick. Hello, everybody. I just wanted to clarify that as we are developing the 360-style assessment, to connect that to the self-review that Jen is talking about, it's the idea that assessment would also include what I would consider a reflection of the GNSO organization on all the various criteria. So the 360 style assessment would include responses from the GNSO, all the different components, as well as responses from other community members, as well as board and staff, which is what makes it a 360 style review. So there, we expect to have quite a lot of connection and synergy, perhaps, between that aspect of the 360 assessment and the self-review that Jen is referring to.
Thomas.
Thanks, Jen. I would like some more information on the relationship between the self-review and the 360 assessment. You know, please bear with me if you've already discussed and explained this. But the question that I'm asking myself is, if we can fully design and conduct a self-review, how would that play into the 360? And also, a follow-up question to that would be, do we know that the various groups in the GNSO will submit themselves to a self-review? Is there such commitment? Because I understand that would be a voluntary exercise, and I think it would only make sense if everybody or if all the groups would actually subscribe to the design of the self-assessment and then actually commit to work on its basis, because I think otherwise it would be a moot exercise if it doesn't provide a holistic view on the GNSO. Thanks, Jen.
No, I think that's a great point, and perhaps that's something we should raise in the council meetings so that as the various groups go into their own meetings, particularly in preparation for London, that issue could be discussed, because you're absolutely right. If there is an agreement to participate, we're not going to have much of a self-review. So I 100% agree. So does that seem like an appropriate next step on the self-reviews to raise? Should we raise it with council to then take back to their groups? Just raise the question of, is there interest? Does that seem like the appropriate next step on that point? Oh, Thomas, I'm sorry.
This was an old hand, actually, but since
okay,
I hadn't
sorry.
Taken it down, let me briefly take advantage of that. I guess it would make perfect sense, or at least I would support the idea of going back to council and ask councillors whether they could go to their respective groups and get confirmation that everybody has a fair chance to participate in the design of the self-assessment. And either they take that chance or they miss that opportunity, but unless they object up front, there's no way for them not to participate at a later stage. Mm-hmm. That's at least my thinking. Because what I think would be a waste of resources is if we work on this sort of in isolation to then find out that some groups inside the GNSO don't like the idea and are not willing to work on the basis of it.
No, that's a great point. Avery? Avery, I think you're muted.
Thank you. I think two of us were unmuting me at the same time,
oh.
So I was getting remuted. Sorry. Okay, I had two questions. One was, in describing the 360, part of the 360 sounded like a self-review. Or maybe I'm misunderstanding. And so I'm wondering, are we talking about two self-reviews, or is the self-review we're talking about the third of the 360 review of us reviewing ourselves, our peers reviewing us, and our superiors, reviewing us, which, whether that's the language we use for 360, that seems to be kind of that style of review. So I don't really understand whether we have two self-reviews or just one. In terms of going back to the constituencies and stakeholder groups or just the council with the question, I think we have to have done some framing of the question before we ask them, because I could just see us getting immediate feedback that sort of asks all the questions we're just starting to ask. So I think we have to take a slight step down the what are we talking about before we actually start asking questions, because we may also find, you know, that we've got a series of questions that we need input on. Thanks.
Thanks, Aubrey. That's a really great point. And, you know, to a certain extent, I think you're right. As we see how the 360 takes shape, we may find that is functioning as a self-review, and we just want the opportunity to have the raw data so that we could reach our own conclusions, as opposed to conducting two sets of surveys. I think that's a really great point. Larissa, I guess as we move forward, as the 360 is developed, let me just look at the time frame. Do you know what was the time frame when that would be occurring?
Sure. This is Larissa Gernick.
Right?
The time frame for the 360 is to kick it off in pretty short order, actually, middle of June, so that that we give people plenty of time to respond. And as you can see in the timeline, we would hope to get summary of results by the end of July.
So the framing of the 360 will be occurring essentially in the next 60 days, is that right?
That's correct, and
okay.
It was our hope that the working party, for lack of a different term for now, or committee, would be assembled in time, and that would become really one of the first areas of focus for us, is to take the criteria that we've been collecting in draft mode and get input and feedback on how to take that criteria and apply it to the GNSO review and specifically the 360. And then the 360 in itself becomes the starting point for the independent examiner's review, or one of the early data inputs into that review.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thomas.
Thanks, Jan. In response to Avery's comment, my suggestion to go back to council was intended to take a slightly different route. Avery, I think you're perfectly correct in assuming that the various groups will ask instantly what questions they would be asked and what they would need to respond to. I was more concerned about process. I think it doesn't do any harm, or not to say that I think it's inevitably required for us to get the buy-in from the council, i.e. from the councillors, after having consulted with their respective groups on the procedural approach, which, as I understand, would be notifying the GNSO of the overall approach, asking them whether they would be happy with a subcommittee, quote unquote, or which would be us, designing the questionnaire for the self-review, them getting an opportunity to collaborate with us, and then once the self-assessment format is finalized, that then the groups would respond to it. And I think that's a different approach from asking what questions might ultimately be asked, because that certainly we don't yet know. So I guess I'd like to get the buy-in from all GNSO groups that this path is the right one to pursue. But what I guess is also required, and that's the question that I've asked earlier and that Avery has sort of echoed, and both Jan and Larissa, you've started giving answers to that, but I guess we haven't yet fully understood, or at least I haven't fully understood, how the self-review would fit in with the 360, and there would be follow-up questions such as, is the independent reviewer required to build on what we do, regardless what it is that we do, or is it well possible that the independent reviewer says, okay, the format for self-review, that's something that I don't like, I want us to take a completely different route. So I think that we should brief council with the overall architecture of this approach.
Thanks, Thomas. And I see Avery's hand is up. I'll just comment briefly. I think I think a lot of this is we do have to see how the 360 shapes up, and just looking at the time frame, I think we have a council meeting this Thursday and then again on June 5th prior to the London meeting. So to the extent we want to see and gather more information before we present this to council, that could be one way forward. But I'll stop. Avery, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Avery speaking. So if I understand, we have already sort of been informed that there is going to be a self-review by the GNSO as part of the SIC-defined 360. That seems to be something that, as far as I could tell, is already determined. So I'm not sure what utility there is in asking, do we agree to do it? Although perhaps there is utility in us actually asking the question, or at least letting the council know that we will be doing a self-review as part of the board SIC-determined 360. So that being that, in terms of going, what I was thinking of, Thomas, in terms of asking more detailed questions, was not so far as to ask the specific questions, but to sort of ask in the category, and as is the category of questions about PDP and working group processes, how does that work? There's the question about various questions about representativity of council. There's questions about structures of houses. There's questions about the organization of stakeholder groups, and from the top level, not getting into the bottom-up part of a constituency at defining a stakeholder group, but the SIC is involved in determining how that is all done. So what I wasn't really looking for specific questions that we would go, but the sort of, for the part of our self-review that we may be able to self-determine, because there'll be a predetermined part that is SIC-defined, and then there may be a self-defined part of self-review, a GNSO-defined part of self-review. In the GNSO part, how deep do we want to go on asking ourselves questions about ourselves? I figure on the SIC part, we have nothing to say about it. We can decide to answer or not answer, but the board is going to impose what the board imposes, being that it's the board SIC, and that's what they do. So those are the kinds of questions that I've got still. But I think when we go to council, we still have to be able to explain to them how we understand. I guess it's huge, and it's got that task of somehow explaining to them what's going on and what question we are actually asking them. Thanks.
Larissa?
This is Larissa. Relative to the construct of the 360 and some of the things that the SIC and Ray in particular has been discussing with the GNSO Council as part of the development of the approach to the GNSO review, is that there would be quite a lot of collaboration and input from the GNSO as the 360 is being framed. This is a new concept. It hadn't been used in the review process before, and it was the hope that the GNSO review working party would be able to provide quite a lot of considerable input into the process, so that as those questions evolved, it would be reflective of the kinds of areas and criteria that would be appropriate and not just developed by someone outside of the organization. So that is why the independent examiner will not be developing the 360.
Right, and I think everybody's got really good points here, is that we have to see how the 360 is shaped, because you're right, Avery, we are going to provide input, but ultimately it's the SIC that gives the final okay on the criteria and how the 360 is going to work. So I think to some extent we have to allow this to evolve, so that as that 360 we provide input, we evaluate, do we like it, is there anything that we think we should add or expand within our own self-review, and then we could frame up the self-review piece to be our own, as you use the word, self-determined scope. So to the extent that the 360 mirrors what we think should happen, then I think we could use that same data. If we think more is needed, then we could layer on our additional, you know, surveys of the groups and the community to gather additional data points. I think ultimately the goal with the self-review is that we are taking some responsibility of evaluating the same data that's gathered and running it through our lens versus the independent lens. Larissa, is that still your hand up, or was that from before?
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I didn't know if you had anything else to add. Does that make sense, everyone? That, I mean, I think we have to allow this to evolve. We don't have to have all of the answers today. But I think really looking at the time frame, within before the London meeting, the 360 should be framed, right? So if we should set our goal that by the time we get to the London meeting, we could really be framing and determining, do we need additional self-review? And if so, you know, to what extent and how do we frame that, and then gathering input at that point in time. Avery, I see you have a check. I guess you agree with that. Does that make sense to everyone? Okay. Well, good. Well, then that may be a way forward on the self-review, as we'll allow that to evolve with a time frame that as we see the 360 take shape, then we determine and make recommendations to the council and the GNSO on how a self-review could be framed and conducted on top of that. So then just moving on in our agenda, the next question that we had to discuss was the size and composition of this committee. There has been interest expressed by the Brand Registry Group. Of course, we need to make sure there's complete transparency so that anyone who wants to contribute to this group or provide input can do so, but wanted to get everyone's opinion on who else should be a part of this. And Marika, I see your hand is up.
This is Marika. We had a brief conversation this morning with the council chairs in preparation for the call on Thursday, and we also spoke about the GNSO review and the agenda item that is on there. And one suggestion that was made that, as indeed there's probably need to broaden the membership, but at the same time, I guess there needs to be a kind of balance, and, you know, huge group may not be constructive in actually doing this work. One way of moving forward may be to put out a call for interest to see, you know, who else or how many others are interested to participate in this work, as well clearly outlining what the time requirements may be, and also noting that, indeed, depending on the feedback received, there may be a need to, you know, balance the group or not restrict, but basically select the number of participants, and that may be a way of moving forward. And obviously, if there's, you know, limited interest and we have a good group of moving forward, there's no need to have any kind of selection or you know, rebalancing. But I think we may need to think about, you know, how to make sure, I think the group reflects as well the diversity in the GNSO community, and at the same time making sure as well that it maintains a workable number to conduct these kind of conversations.
Any comments on extending the invitation to a larger group? I mean, we've got a pretty small group here, so, you know, I don't think we're at risk of being flooded, but what are thoughts? Should we open this up to a wider group beyond council? One per, what are you saying, Avery? One. Go ahead, Avery.
Yeah, so if we want this to sort of be accountably representative, what I was saying is there should be at least one person from each stakeholder group in this. And, you know, I'm not saying limited, I'm just saying at least one, that perhaps it's getting larger and it's actually one per constituency and registry stakeholder group interest group, since they formalized the notion of interest groups in the same sense we in the non-contracted parties house deal with constituencies one way or another. So, you know, that seems, now in terms of limiting it to council members, I don't see a reason, especially if we think scope is beyond, and in fact it looks like SICT is intending a scope that is beyond just council, working group, and PDP practice. If it is indeed the wider scope on the GNSO, then I think we should be able to draw the group members from that. I don't think we want it to get too big, but I do think we have to take for our self-review an adequate scope so that everyone, you know, every grouping feels represented. Thanks.
So is there consensus then we should extend an invitation to the larger community? I know Philip from the Brand Registry Group has said he would like to be involved because he represents a large group of the new DOT brands. I guess I look at it, I don't see, you know, if there are people interested in participating and this is to be supposed to be representative of the community, we should invite those who have an interest, you know, as long as the group doesn't become too unwieldy. Any thoughts on that? Okay. So maybe go ahead and extend the invitation out to the broader community. Is this something you think we need to take to council? Marika, sorry, just saw.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think you already went to the point. I think indeed as a council meeting on Thursday would be very good probably to provide an update and already indicate that, and I'm happy then to work with you or maybe writing up a small call for volunteers or call for expressions of interest, basically I think reflecting what this group and probably attaching as well the document we have here, but making very clear that of course a certain time commitment is expected in doing this work and that indeed quite some work may need to take place between now and London on the 360, so really making mm-hmm. sure as well that people understand what they are signing up for.
Right. I think that makes sense. Does anybody have an objection to that approach? Okay. So we'll add that. Marika, I haven't seen the agenda for the council meeting on Thursday. I assume we have a slot on the agenda. Is that right? Or is it?
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. 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 So then we can just raise that issue in the call on Thursday. Does that work for everyone on that issue? Okay. So there's no objections. All right, so moving on to the last couple of items on our agenda, the frequency of meetings. Is there any general consensus? Should this be an every other week? I mean, we've got a lot to do between now and June, so probably initially we may need to have an every other week meeting, and then once the 360 is framed and we determine what sort of self-review looks like, we might be able to segment the meetings more tailored to the schedule. We are already in May. Yes, you're right. Okay. Weekly? Okay. So weekly meetings. So do we want to send out, we'll send out a doodle poll to try to get a weekly meeting set? Does that sound good to everyone for now? So I think what we could look at is a weekly meeting through the London meeting. And then once we get to that point, we could take a look at what the schedule looks like thereafter, because it may spread out a bit more at that point in time. So we wouldn't need to meet weekly. Does that make sense? Yes. Okay. So, Marika or Louisa, can you help with the doodle poll?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then the webinar preparation. We have the webinar scheduled for tomorrow. And what's the update on how many have signed up for it?
We have about 50. This is Louisa. We have about 50 people so far.
Oh, that's great. That's a good number. So, Larissa, do you want to just overview how the webinar is scheduled to work tomorrow?
Sure, happy to do that. For those of you that may have seen the presentation that was done in Singapore that Ray came to visit, I think it was the GNSO Council, this presentation will build on that, and I see it coming up on the screen. So it's intended to provide an overview for people to understand what the process is and the different steps, the roles and responsibilities of the different parties the Structural Improvement Committee staff, the working party, and so on, and the independent examiner. And really, it's intended to familiarize people with the process, the timeline, and the approach, and collect feedback on that, as well as any other questions or concerns.
And Larissa, Ray is presenting most of this with you, and then you've asked me to step in on the 360 piece. Is that correct? That's how we framed it?
Yes, that's correct. Ray will do an introduction up front. Then I will present most of the slides, and I thought it would be really helpful, Jen, if you could speak to the 360.
Sure.
Particularly because there's been some conversations about the self-review and, you know, as we had in this meeting, so to express some clarity as to how we envision this working and to make sure that there's no overlap or, you know, the sense that it's getting confusing. So that would be terrific.
Okay. Any comments or questions about the webinar? In terms of kicking this off with the community, I think it should be fairly straightforward, but does anybody have anything they want to add? No? Okay. So next steps is we will send out a doodle poll to get our regular meeting set, and our first order of business will then be working on the scope of the 360, and we'll take to the council on Thursday the composition of this committee, so to the extent we need to extend invitations further, we can do so, and we can address the brand registry group interest at the council level. Any other comments, Marika, Larissa, anything else that I have missed that we should have hit?
No, not from my side.
Nothing from here either. Thank you, Jen.
Okay. Anyone else, any final comments? Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you. I appreciate everybody's time. I appreciate you coming to the call and look forward to working with you over the next couple of months to frame up this review. Everybody have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you
Thanks,
very much.
Thanks, Jen. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks, Jen, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Louise. We now stop the recordings.
Thank you for participating in today's conference call. You may now disconnect.